Hello, I'm Dr. Sheldon Cooper, and welcome to Sheldon Cooper Presents Fun with Flags. You may notice that I'm holding a remote control. That's because my camera person and co-host, Dr. Amy Farrah Fowler, has chosen to end her relationship with me. I'm going to pause here to let that sink in. Okay. If you need to pause a little longer, just click the pause button. But the show must go on. And thankfully, all the things my girlfriend used to do can be taken care of with my right hand. Anyway, let's not spend any more time talking about her. We are here to talk about flags. Tonight's theme, flags of countries that have been torn apart, and the women I have a feeling were responsible.
Do you guys have any idea how much it costs to see a marriage counselor?
$250 an hour. Why?
How do you know?
Bernadette and I have occasionally gone to one to, you know, stay on top of things.
And I'm just hearing about this now?
Dude, just because we're best friends doesn't mean that I have to tell you everything that goes on.
You don't have to. You should want to.
Oh, great. There's Mandy. Why are marine biologists always so cute?
I don't know. But I'd like to get lost in her Bermuda Triangle.
It's not helpful.
Then I won't say I'd like to cover 3/4 of her surface area.
Are we done?
Not yet. This is fun.
Oh, I know.
I'd let her free my Willy.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna have to ask her if she'd be willing to talk to Penny. Tell her she has nothing to worry about.
Leonard, wait.
What?
I'd like to SpongeBob her square pants.
Now we are done.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Leonard. What's up?
Do you mind if I sit?
Sure.
So, I've been thinking a lot about you and me and the boat.
What about it?
You know, what we did when we were drunk.
Oh, no. Did I sleep with you, too?
Nope, we just made out.
Oh, well, good for me. So, what can I do for you?
Okay, well, I got married recently.
Oh, congratulations. To Sheldon?
Never gets old. No, to a girl. Anyway, I told her what happened between you and me, and she's concerned about us seeing each other at work.
It was just a kiss. Why would you even tell her?
Because I didn't want there to be any secrets between us.
Is that really the reason?
What else would it be?
I don't know. Sounds like you're trying to sabotage the relationship.
No, I don't think so. Although, Penny did say exactly that.
Okay. Well, that's something to think about.
You know, on some level, I've always believed that I don't deserve a woman like her.
Oh, you're going to think about that right here?
I mean, she's really beautiful. She can have any guy she wants. Which is probably why it took her so many years to tell me she loved me.
Maybe you should talk to a therapist about this.
Too expensive. You'd think I'd be used to women withholding their love. I mean, my mother did. I mean, no matter how hard I tried, she just didn't have any interest in me.
Imagine that.
I wonder if that's why I have such a dysfunctional relationship with Sheldon. I had a dream the other night that I was in a cave, and I was nursing a baby. But the baby had Sheldon's head on it.
And your wife is worried about me?
Hey, Leonard. When you're done, we came up with a bunch more.
And then the Czech Republic says to Slovakia, I don't think you understand how being broken up works. You believe that? You think that the Czech Republic would try to hold on to what it had, given that it's not as young as it used to be. And I don't see any other countries lining up to invade its southern borders.
I'm gonna kill him.
But enough about the Czech Republic. Let's talk about the time Moldova made Romania a birthday cake. And Romania said it tasted good, even though it didn't. And yet Romania gets dumped. I'll pause here while you mull that one over. I know, right?
So? You said you had something to tell me?
Okay, yeah. Do you remember when you accused me of trying to sabotage our wedding?
Uh-huh.
I've been thinking about it, and you might be right. But the good news is that I'm pretty sure I know why.
I'm listening.
Penny, after all these years, I still feel like maybe I don't deserve you.
Okay, that is the lamest excuse you could have possibly come up with. But I get it.
You do?
Yeah. You know, sometimes I worry you're going to wake up and leave me for someone more like you.
I don't even understand why you're with someone like me. Why would I want to be with someone like me?
You know what I mean. And, you know, maybe the way I've been reacting was me sabotaging this, too.
Well, how about we stop being so scared of losing each other and just be together?
That sounds nice.
Good. I've loved you since the moment we met, and I will keep loving you until the end of time.
Oh, my God, that is the most beautiful thing anyone's ever said to me.
Yeah? That's because you're beautiful, and your beauty fills my heart with love and song.
Getting kind of cheesy, Leonard.
I think that's cheesy. Mm-hmm. Buckle up. Penny Hofstetter, will you please stay married to me?
Oh, damn it, you topped it. Should we go to the bedroom and make this marriage official?
Yes, please.
Okay. Sheldon, I can't believe you got us a wedding gift.
I don't know why you're so surprised. I watch movies. I see what people do.
What is this?
Plane tickets and hotel reservations for a weekend away in San Francisco.
Wow.
That is so great.
Yeah, there's Fisherman's Wharf and Alcatraz and cable cars. We're going to have so much fun.
We?
Was there a problem?
No, no, I just said we.
How dare you go on the internet and say mean things about me and compare my genitalia to part of Czechoslovakia?
You saw through that one, did you?
I don't know what you were thinking, but take the video down now.
She watched it. I'm gonna get that girl back.
I only watched it because you emailed it to me with the subject line, "This is gonna make you mad."
She was listening through the door. She wants me.